Biden administration weighs expanding vaccine mandate to companies with 99 employees or fewer. By Wendell Hasebo on November 4, 2021. The Biden-Harris administration on Thursday is weighing if they should expand a vaccine mandate for companies employing fewer than 100 employees. According to Occupational Safety and Health Administration's OSHA federal rules released Thursday, the agency is seeking comment to help the agency determine if smaller employers with fewer than 100 employees can implement a coronavirus vaccine mandate without undue disruption. OSHA stated it is confident that employers with 100 or more employees have the administrative capacity to implement the standards requirements promptly, but is less confident smaller companies can withstand losing employees due to forced vaccinations. The agency claimed the vaccine mandate acts to protect two-thirds of all private sector workers in the nation. ABC News reported the new rules will force nearly 100 million American workers to become vaccinated by January 4, 2022. The date in January is an extension of a December date the administration previously chose. If employees do not comply with the mandate, companies will be fined $14,000 per violation, which could increase to $136,532 for repeated violations, Breitbart News reported. For example, if we identify that an employer is willfully violating a standard, then that penalty is significantly higher than a workplace that is not willfully doing so, a White House official explained to reporters. We also will be having some programmed or planned inspections where we do go to workplaces to check to make certain that the workplace is in compliance with the rule, the official added. Termination would really only occur if, after providing a facility with an opportunity to make corrections and come into compliance, they chose not to do so. The Biden-Harris administration's forced vaccination of American workers comes as Democrats were thumped in nationwide elections Tuesday. In an effort to possibly change the subject from the election results and infighting over his massive tax and spend proposals, Biden has focused on the coronavirus, a safe topic. Thursday is not the first time Biden has used this tactic. Days after the deadly Afghan withdrawal, Biden blamed unvaccinated Americans for allowing the virus to spread. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us, Biden said September 9. When he announced the vaccine mandate, attempting to change the topic to coronavirus and away from his failed evacuation that led to 13 U.S. service member deaths. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.